You can help WYXR by making a year-end tax-deductible donation. Go to newyear.wyxr.org and give right now.
WYXR, Memphis, Tennessee. This is Life on Deck. I'm your host, Cole. I'm here every Friday from 6 until 7. A couple minutes after 6 right now, so that means I'm here. Dedicating this show to author Stanley Booth. He passed away today. He wrote the... Let me get this title right. I always want to say something different. And if I'm not mistaken, it does have multiple titles. Yeah, The True Adventures of the Rolling Stones. Came out in the 80s, but he went on their entire 1969 U.S. tour, which ended at Altamont. If you're not familiar with the concert at Altamont, it was supposed to be a Woodstock of the West Coast, and in West Coast fashion, the security provided were the Hell's Angels. A lot of people were maimed. Some people died. It was a raucous event. And he was there. It's crazy. He also wrote Rhythm Oil and a few other things. But what I like about Stanley was he was a background guy, so to speak. He was pulling strings that people don't think about. And atop this, Alice Coltrane with Pharoah Sanders. Track. I'm going to read Bob Mayer's obituary in the commercial appeal. Bob Mayer always does a killer job with this stuff. Memphis author, music historian, and cultural critic Stanley Booth has died. A brilliant prose stylist and fearless reporter who often became part of his stories. Booth was the rare writer who was colorful and compelling as the subjects he covered, which included the Rolling Stones, Otis Redding, and Elvis Presley. Booth is best known for embedding himself with the British rock band The Rolling Stones in the late 60s, covering the group's Pockle 1969 tour of America, which ended with a concert tragedy at Altamont. His resulting biography of the Stones would take 15 years and much personal turmoil for Booth to complete. Published by Random House in 1984, The True Adventures of the Rolling Stones, the book would alternately appear as Dance with the Devil, is widely regarded as one of the finest music bios ever written, even though it served as a study of Booth's own life as much as the Stones. Born January 5, 1942 in Waycross, Georgia, Irvin Stanley Booth Jr. grew up near Okefenokee Swamp, a place he once described as a heavily Protestant area with many blacks and many white racists. Booth was a storyteller, naturally born so. He was reading by the age of 3 and turned out his first novel, in quotes, a Perry Mason-style mystery, at the age of 9. In Memphis, Booth would become attuned to the strange dichotomies of race and music in the Mid-South, a notion that would inform his future work. Booth recalled his first experience on Beale Street was being thrown out of a Ray Charles concert at the Hippodrome for sharing a table with some black classmates from the newly integrated Memphis State University. After a brief spell in New Orleans doing post-grad work at Tulane, Booth returned to Memphis in 64, where he studied and taught martial arts for a time. He soon took a job with the Tennessee Department of Welfare. Working for the state, Booth was appalled by the casual injustices of government bureaucracy and quit his job in 1965. He set to writing a novel that predicted the racial unrest that would consume America for the next few years. Around this time, Booth met the rediscovered 1920s bluesman, Furry Lewis. He had been working for the local Department of Sanitation and pioneering 50s disc jockey Dewey Phillips. Inspired by his experiences with them, Booth turned to journalism and quickly earned acclaim for his deeply researched, finely etched pieces on rock music and blues culture, even as he developed a somewhat notorious personal reputation as a libertine and wild man. Booth's magazine work during the era for prestigious publications including Esquire, the Saturday Evening Post, and Playboy included groundbreaking new journalism-style portraits of Memphis artists and institutions, including Lewis, Presley, and the artists of Stax Records. As the writer James Kelmine would observe of his work, no writer documented the progression of American music, its musicians, with first-hand accounts like Booth. His stories travel in music history from the slave days into 20s jazz, the blues, decades. Oh no, there we go. Sorry, I'm reading this off my phone. Thought I had a paywall, but we're chilling. His stories travel in music history from the slave days into 20s jazz through the blues decades into present-day music affairs, and he paints a historic and cultural backdrop during each musician's era. There's no substitute for Booth's storytelling. After being introduced to the Rolling Stones in 1968 through Bird's Flying Burrito Brothers singer Graham Parsons, this dude knew Graham Parsons, Booth decamped to London for a time and followed the group for the next year, researching a biography of the band and becoming part of the group's retinue. Booth would connect the Stones with Furry Lewis as well as his old MSU classmate musician Jim Dickinson and help arrange the band's 1969 recording sessions in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, which would produce Brown Sugar and Wild Horses. Following the Stones' 69 tour, Booth returned to London with the band, living with Keith Richards, who would become a close friend and running buddy. "We did indulge in some daredevil behavior," Booth would recall in 2019. "I realized I was going down a road that could lead to my destruction." In 71, Booth returned to Memphis, where he was busted on drug charges for growing his own marijuana. Facing a draconian 140-year maximum sentence, Booth made one of the many miraculous escapes in his life, getting off with a small fine and a year's probation. Living on a small inheritance, he exiled himself to a family cabin in the Ozark Mountains of Arkansas, where he spent much of the next decade battling drugs and depression. In the late 70s, high on LSD, he fell from the top of a waterfall in North Georgia and broke his back. Even as he became a father in 78 and struggled with painkiller addiction and domestic difficulties, Booth was married 3 times, he continued to labor away at the Stones' bio. When The True Adventures of the Rolling Stones came out in 1984, Richards joked that it had taken longer to write than the Bible, but allowed that it was the only volume on the band that, in quotes, "I can read and say, yeah, that's how it was." Stanley was a lovely guy. He's got an eye. Though sales were modest, the book would attain cult, classic, and go on to be republished several more times over the next few decades. Booth's later works included the 1991 collection Rhythm Oil, A Journey Through the Music of the American South, and a 1995 biography of Richards, Keith, Standing in the Shadows. He spent much of the 90s and 2000s working on biographies of the songwriter Johnny Mercer and his old friend Graham Parsons. Both remain unpublished. And living in Georgia and Florida with his wife, the poet Diane Blakely. After years away from Memphis, Booth resurfaced in town around 2014, appearing at a ceremony dedicating a historical marker to American Sound Studios with a camera crew following him for a documentary on his life. Booth lived quietly, at least by his standards, in and around Midtown over the next decade. He did make a notable public appearance at the Stax Museum of American Soul in the fall of 2017, where he read from his classic works and was lauded by old friends and fans during a packed event inside Studio A. Booth's final work, Red Hot and Blue, 50 years of writing about Memphis, music, and expletive, was published in 2019. All right, you made it through that much. Let's just play some Rolling Stones. How about that?
We'll be right back.
Yeah. In doing my Googling about Stanley Booth, I found this track called Ode to Stanley Booth by some band called Charlie Don't Shake. Don't know anything about it, but it's a song. It's called Ode to Stanley Booth, and it references Stanley Booth and the Stones. So, cool little find. Let's fire it up.
Baby's a hard-hearted lady. She beats like a steel-toed boot. But I'd rather dodge bottles of whiskey from her than sit here and buy them from you. Love of the game won't interfere when it comes time to draw up a plan. Sketched out my way, although after today I must sit down and draw it again. Can't come up with anything in this lifetime that I'd rather do than get in my car, go down to the park, prance through the daisies with you. No, I'm not obliged to put up with your cricket or pretend there's a reason to hang up some bunting, but it's a neat thing to think it'll be you and me until Judgment Day. Nothing to do, I'll be out shooting pool at the bar called the end of the night. Should the sun start to shine on this pipe dream of mine, pray I wake up to find peace of mind. 'Cause I can't come up with anything in this wide world that I'd rather do than get in my car, go down to the park, and prance through the daisies with you. And a fond farewell to Stanley Booth. Such a young fool. Try to go on rolling on with the stone when they fold over stronger than you. Yeah. Anything in this world that you're loving to do. Let's get in my car and drive down to the park. I'll prance through the daisies with you. And a fond farewell to Stanley Booth. You were always much more than a tune. If I had known it would end up this way, I'd have gone down to Waycross with you. I'd have gone down to Waycross with you. I'd have gone down to Waycross with you.
At nighttime I go out and see the people. Echoes cool and hurrying on my way. Dressings are sweet, all the people to see. They're looking at me, all the people to see. And when I set my eyes on you, you look like a kitty. And when you're in the moon, so pretty. Caught a glance in your eyes and fell through the skies. Glance in your eyes and fell through the skies. La 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 la. and walking down the freezing street. Scarf goes out behind. You said, get them away. Please don't say a word. Get me out of here. Get me out of here. I hate it here. Get me out of here. At night time I go out and see the people. Air goes cool and hurrying on my way. Glance in your eyes and fell through the skies. Glance in your eyes and fell through the skies.
Because I don't care how old I ever get, I'm 79, 8 years old, be 79 next month.
There's a doctor, can you get to there? Okay, here we're gonna, I don't know what. When we get to really like the end and we all wanna go absolutely crazy and like jump on each other, then we'll stand up again, you know what I mean? Everyone keep that, sit down, I mean, just keep cool and let's just relax. Let's just get into a groove, come on, we can get it together. Come on. Sit down.
Can this really be the end to be stuck? in. The one was Texas medicine, the other was just railroad gin. And like a fool I mixed them, and it strangled up my mind. And now people just get uglier, and I have no sense of time. Mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis blues again. When Ruthie says, come see her in her honky-tonk lagoon, where I can watch her waltz for free 'neath her Panamanian moon. And I say, oh, come on now, you know about my debutante. And she says, your debutante just knows what you need, but I know what you want. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis blues again. Ah, the bricks lay on Grand Street where the neon madmen climb. They all fall there so perfectly, it all seems so well timed. And here I sit so patiently, waiting to find out what price you have to pay to get out of going through all these things twice. Is this really the end? To be stuck here inside a mobile with the Memphis blues again.
Yeah! you're so baby. Yes, oh baby. Yes, oh baby.
blue moon, you saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for.
All right, 91.7 WYXR Memphis. Thanks so much for tuning in. Closing it out with Ferdy Lewis doing Falling Down Blues. Rest in peace to Stanley Booth. Have a great weekend. Don't party too hard.
I got a blues so bad, hurting my feet to walk. Got a blues so bad, hurt my feet to walk. I wouldn't hate so bad, but it hurt my tongue to talk. How my feet like jumping through the keyhole in your door. I feel like jump through the keyhole in your door. I can jump so easy, old man will never know. Some people said weary blues ain't tough. Some people said the weary blues ain't tough. But if they don't kill you, handle you mighty rough. Hitch up my buggy, please saddle up my black mare. Hitch up my buggy, saddle up my black mare. I'm gonna find my woman on the road somewhere. She caught the rumbling, I caught the falling down. She caught the rumbling, I caught the falling down. But I never see her, I never turn around. Lord, I caught the falling down. She caught the rumbling, I caught the falling down. I never see her, I never turn around.
Chill.